Here's my text this morning from Philippians chapter 1, verse 21. The Apostle Paul wrote, "To me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." Now here's a question for all of us. What is life to you? What is life to you? Well, to some, life is in this flesh. They strive to work with this body of flesh to exercise and gain good health and get good looks and wear good clothes, but one cannot stop the aging process. It goes on. For it's appointed unto men once to die, and after that, the judgment. To some people, life is all in the flesh, and to others, life is the accumulation of things, that is, wealth, houses, land. Someone asked a rich man one day, "What does it take to make a man really happy?" And his reply was this, "More, more, and more." But my friends, we brought nothing into this world, and we shall carry nothing out. Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I shall return. And then for some, what is life? Well, life is flesh, pleasure, entertainment, fun, fame. That's life to them. But you know what Solomon said? It is good. It is good for a man to eat and to drink and to enjoy the good of his labor and the good of his work, which God has given him. But all these things, remember, are the gift of God. The gift of God. Well, the Apostle Paul answers this question for all of us. What is your life? What is your life? And this is what he said. To me, to live is Christ. To me, to live is Christ. You know why? Because Christ is the giver of life. Christ is the giver of life. John said in John 10, "My sheep hear my voice. They follow me, and I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish." Yes, Christ is the giver of life. And Christ is the sum and substance of this new life. In Christ, our life has a purpose, for all things work together for good to them who love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. In Christ, our life has a purpose, and in Christ, our life has peace. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. And in Christ, our life not only has a purpose and has peace, but in Christ, our life has joy. We worship God in the Spirit, and we rejoice in God, our Savior. And in Christ, our life has a good hope. Not only a purpose and peace and joy, but in Christ, we have a good hope. A good hope of eternal life, because Christ in you is the hope of glory. Christ in you, that's the hope of glory. Paul wrote to the Colossians, "Since we heard of your faith in Christ and the love which you have to all the saints and for the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, because Christ is our resurrection and our life. Our Lord said to Martha, 'Martha, I am the resurrection. I am the life. He that liveth and believeth in me will never die. Believest thou this? I am the resurrection and the life.'" In Christ, our life has a good hope. A good hope. Now here's the second part of our text. Paul said, "For me to live is Christ." And then he says, listen, "To me to die is gain." To die is gain. What is it to die? Well, Paul said, to me, it'll be a release from this frail body. and it to receive a perfect body like unto our Lord Jesus Christ. To die will not only be a release from this frail body, but to die will be a release from limited knowledge, and to receive a perfect mind, a good mind, to know even as I am also known. Oh, to die is release from this frail body, a release from limited knowledge, and then to die is a release from all trials in this flesh, and to be perfectly conformed to the image of our Lord Jesus Christ. You know what believers say? If it is the will of God for me to live, I will live. If it's in the will of God for me to live, I will live, and I'll be content to live like now. And it's not mine to choose. This is the will of my Lord. And when it's the will of God for me to die, I will rejoice, and I'll be glad. I'll be glad. To me to live is Christ, and to me to die is gain. That's right. That'll be gain. Blessed are the dead who die in the Lord. The Apostle Paul said, really, really, I am in a strait betwixt the two. I have a desire to depart. I have a desire to depart and be with Christ, which is far, far better. To listen to me. To die is to lose this old flesh and awake in the likeness of Jesus Christ. To die is gain. To die is to lay aside all pain, all disease, and gain health, holiness, and happiness. To die, my friends, is to lose all doubts, all fears, all ignorance, and to know Him even as we have been known, to die. You know what our Lord said about dying? God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, no more sorrow, no more crying, no more pain, no more night, no more darkness, no more weariness, for the former things are passed away. To me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Blessed are the dead who die in the Lord. Because I have a desire to depart and leave this old flesh and lay aside all pain, disease, and death, and to lose all doubts, fears, and ignorance, and to awake in the likeness of our Lord Jesus Christ. For our Lord said, blessed, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord, because, behold, I make all things new. Death is not loss. It's not loss. To die is gain. Now I'm going to answer that question. How is death gain? How is it gain? Well, in death, we lose this sinful body, and we gain a perfect body, a body made in the likeness, conformity to the Lord Jesus Christ. How is death gain? Well, in death, I lose my place on earth, but I gain a place prepared for me by Christ. Our Lord said, I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. How is death gained? Well, in death, we lose. What do we lose? We lose for temporarily, our family and friends, but soon we'll be joined forever with them in glory, never to say goodbye again. And actually, we welcome the loss of these things, the loss of this sinful body. We lose that. And actually, I'm glad, because we shall inherit all things. Because God said, behold, I make all things new. I heard a voice from heaven, John wrote. I heard a voice from heaven saying to me, write, blessed. Blessed are the dead which die in the Lord. Yea, saith the Spirit of God, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them. Yes, sir. In Christ we live, and to die is gain. Blessed are the dead who die in the Lord. One of the old writers wrote a beautiful, beautiful word about dying. And I wanted to give it to you as I close this morning. One of these old writers had written about God's children who believe and endorse, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord. To me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Now, here's what he had to say. My friends, it is not death to die, to leave this weary road, but with our family, the family of God, to be at home with God. It is not death to close our eyes, long dimmed and hurt by tears, and wake in a glorious repose to spend eternal years. It is not death to die. It is not death to bear the pain that will set us free. That'd be good. From dungeon chains and to breathe the life of perfect liberty. It is not death to fling aside this sinful body of dust and rise on angels' wings to live among the just. Lord Jesus, Thou Prince of Life, Thy chosen ones cannot die. To Thee they win over all the strife, and they reign with Thee on high. Yes, sir, what is life? Well, to some, it's living in this flesh. To some, it's an accumulation of things. To some, it's pleasure, excitement, and all these other fame and fortune. But to the Apostle Paul, what is your life? He said, Christ is the giver of life. And that giver of life, our Lord Jesus Christ, gives us life on purpose, in peace, in joy, and with a good hope. For since we heard of your faith in Christ, and the love which you have to all the believers, and for the hope which is laid up in heaven, Jesus Christ is the resurrection and the life. And he said to Martha, Martha, I am the resurrection. I am the life. For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. I hope this message will be a blessing to you, and you'll join us again next Sunday morning at this same time. Until then, I bid you a very pleasant good day.